The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, well, Mitt Romney playing Mother Teresa voted to find Donald Trump guilty, but the Senate didn't, and so he's not guilty of the abuse of power. Harley, as you're the American, I mean, you're a commentator on this all the time. You've been brilliant talking to us about it. What a waste of time.
Oh, well, yeah, it was we knew before they started that we would come to this point. I mean, they're voting right now, members of the Senate, on the second charge against the president, obstruction of Congress. There was by far the weaker of the two charges. There's no way that could be that they would find him guilty of that. It was 52-48 on the abuse of power. It only takes 34 for acquittal because you need two-thirds to convict, which is 67 votes.
That's it.
Well, there was just no way that would happen, no. And they knew that before they even started this thing.
Yeah.
You know?
What did you make?
So the president will.
What are Americans making today or in the ensuing period? It's almost 24 hours now since the State of the Union. Magnificent, emotional stuff. What did they make of Nancy Pelosi's performance?
Oh, well, I mean, that was about the most insulting, objectionable thing that I think I've ever seen a national politician do.
I agree.
That immediately upon the end of the president's speech, she started ripping it up loudly. I mean, there's no way he couldn't hear it because there were large pieces of paper. She's right behind him. And of course, he didn't even look at her, you know. But it was she embarrassed herself, and I think the whole Democrat Party. That was just one of the most awful things you could do. But they don't like each other. They had a blow up back in October, and they haven't spoken since.
But I can't imagine how that would help the Democrats standing in the electorate. I have to say, because Americans, one thing about you people, you stick together. It is the president of all America, and she was seeking to diminish all of that. Just a quick one on this interim Venezuelan leader. He drew very significant recognition during the State of the Union speech.
Yeah, that's about as significant as you could ask for. I mean, the president very publicly praising him in the State of the Union, having a meeting with him today at the White House. This is very big stuff, of course. Guaido's been hoping for such a meeting for a long time because of the optics of a White House meeting, support from the president, and that sort of thing. Mm. So, you know, he had him stand for three ovations last night during the speech.
Fantastic, wasn't it? Just before we go, quick one, because the economic stats were phenomenal. The job numbers?
Job numbers, nearly 300,000 new jobs last month.
Amazing.
The greatest monthly gain in 5 years.
Oh, those stats.
January is usually an off month.
Those stats last night were astonishing. Good on you, Harley.